Okay, here we go. It is fact or bullcrap. As you know, we divide it up into two subjects, five statements per subject. The first subject, Super Bowl losers. All right, so Tom, you should
Buffalo.
Have an yes, that's the answer to every one of them.
Minnesota.
You win. And then the second half is a tasty, tasty treat that I have grown to like, Nutella. So the first half, Super Bowl losers. The second half, Nutella. Statement number one, gentlemen, true or false? Fact or bullcrap? The Vikings have also lost four. I just screwed it up. I gave you the answer.
Yes, right. They did.
The Buffalo Bills are the only team to lose four Super Bowls. Fact or bullcrap?
Vikings
that is
have also
bullcrap.
Lost four. Bullcrap.
Okay, so you both get a point on that.
Please make them all this easy.
This isn't Jeopardy. You don't read the answer first.
Please state your answer in the form of a question. All right, number two. I'll try not to screw the rest of
what
this up.
What is autoerotic asphyxiation? Woohoo! Correct.
Where did that come from?
Because we're supposed to state it in the answer of a question. Form of a question.
Chris, I worry about you.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
We're fine in here.
We're fine. I don't want to know who the we is. Here we go. The Pittsburgh Steelers hold the record for the smallest margin of defeat in a Super Bowl. Fact or bullcrap? Pittsburgh Steelers hold the record for the smallest margin of defeat.
A one-point loss, huh? Was there a one-point loss?
Let's see. The Steelers, who would the Steelers have lost to? They lost to the New York Giants. Did the Steelers lose any other Super Bowls? I believe the Steelers won all of their other Super Bowls.
I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap, too.
Yes, it is. The Bills hold that record. In 1991, the Giants beat them by 1 point in Super Bowl 25. The score, 20-19. The largest margin of victory was in 1990 when the 49ers beat the Broncos 55-10.
Oof.
All right, the Dolphins hold the record for the least amount of points in a Super Bowl. Fact or bullcrap? The Dolphins hold the record for the least amount of points.
So it's got to be less than 10. The Broncos scored 10 against the 49ers. It's got to be less than 10. Did the Dolphins score 7 in one Super Bowl? You know, that may be true. You're first.
I think this is bullcrap.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm going to say fact.
It's fact.
Yes.
In 1972, they lost Super Bowl VI to the Cowboys, 24-3. All right, the largest lead blown in a Super Bowl is just 10 points. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, Super Bowl comebacks are kind of rare. We've had close games, but comebacks don't happen very often. I think that's fact.
That sounds reasonable. I'll say fact.
It is fact. In 1988, the Redskins were down. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Redskins in front of you, Tom.
The Washington NFL team was down.
Right.
Oh, stop that.
The Washington Redskins were down 10-0 in Super Bowl 22, but ended up winning 42-10. And in 2010, the Saints, you don't mind if I use the term Saints, I know that's kind of religious. The Saints were down 10-0 to the Colts, but came back 31-17. All right, statement number five before we move on. Fact or bullcrap? No team has ever scored over 30 points in a Super Bowl and lost. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that's bullcrap.
I think that's fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yes.
The Cowboys lost to the Steelers 35-31 in 1979, and the 49ers lost to the Ravens 34-31 last year.
Tom got all of the Super Bowl questions right. He leads 5-3.
All right, here we go. It's all about Nutella.
I've never tasted Nutella.
You need to.
It's the chocolate spread you put on crackers
and
toast and stuff.
It's hazelnut and chocolate, and it's good. It is good.
Is it good for you? Lick the jar. You go in there with your fingers and scoop out whatever's left.
On this diet, when I feel like I'm dying. I'll go in and take a little spoonful of Nutella and savor it. Yeah, buddy. All right, here we go. Nutella only became available in the United States 9 years ago. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
I'll agree, fact.
It's bullcrap. The current recipe has been around since 1963, and they've been selling it in the United States since 1983. Fact or bullcrap? Nutella is actually healthier than peanut butter. Fact or bullcrap?
you know, that's just stupid enough to be true. I'll say that that's fact.
Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Peanut butter has fewer calories, fewer carbohydrates, more vitamins, and four times as much protein. The Italian company behind Nutella is the same company behind Tic Tacs. Fact or bullcrap?
That's an Italian product. Hey.
Hey, a Tic Tac. Oh, it's your toe. Tic Tac.
Tic Tacs are an Italian product, too?
Does anybody still use Tic Tacs?
You could.
Thank you.
The Italian company behind Nutella is...
Who goes first here?
You do.
Bullcrap.
I'll give you a chance to tie here. I think this is just reasonable enough to be true. I'll say this is fact.
It is fact.
Yes!
The company is called Ferrero, and they came out with Tic Tacs in 1969. All right. The name Nutella means sweet nut. Fact or bullcrap?
That sounds reasonable. I'll say that's fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes!
The nut part comes from the English word, and Ella is the Latin suffix for sweet.
This is an old-fashioned butt-stomping today.
All right. Here's your chance to come back, Chris.
Okay.
Last statement. Fact or bullcrap? Nutella contains hazelnuts because they were the only nut the guy who invented it wasn't allergic to.
I think that is fact.
If it's not, it should be. Yeah, fact.
It's bullcrap. Chocolate was expensive after World War II, so they used hazelnuts as filler, and it ended up giving Nutella its signature taste.
All right, the whooping stick was out today. Tom wins 7-4.
Wow. All right, 7-4. All right, buddy. WSAU, there endeth the fact or bullcrap.
50 years ago, on this stage, making their American debut, the Beatles, right here. Now, look what you get.
Oh.
If you remember the Beatles debuting on the Ed Sullivan Theater 50 years ago, that means you're due for a colonoscopy.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.